知行英语 Listen and share.
Daughter in college.
读大学的女儿。
词汇扫描。
Hear about.
听说，听到某事。
Be arrested for doing something.
因做某事而被捕。
Embezzle.
盗用，挪用。
Lead somebody away in handcuffs.
将某人扣上手铐带走。
Did you hear about the banker who was recently arrested for embezzling $100,000 to pay for his daughter's college education? As the policeman, who also had a daughter in college, was leading him away in handcuffs, he said to the banker, I have just one question for you. Where were you going to get the rest of the money?
Have you heard that recently a bank manager, to pay for his daughter's college education,挪用了10万美元公款而被捕的事。当银行家被扣上手铐带走的时候，那个也有个女儿在上大学的警察突然就问他，我只有一个问题要问你，其余的学费你原本准备到哪儿去弄？
逐句对照。
Did you hear about the banker who was recently arrested for embezzling $100,000 to pay for his daughter's college education?
你有没有听说最近有个银行家为了支付女儿上大学的费用，挪用了10万美元公款而被捕的事？
As the policeman who also had a daughter in college was leading him away in handcuffs, he said to the banker,
当银行家被扣上手铐带走的时候，那个也有个女儿在上大学的警察突然就问他，
I have just one question for you.
我只有一个问题要问你。
Where were you going to get the rest of the money?
其余的学费你原本准备到哪儿去弄？
多学一点。
Hear about, 听到某事，指听到关于某人或某事的消息，听到的情况一般比较详细，如
Did you hear about my trip?
你听说我旅行的事了吗？Be arrested for doing something 表示因为做某事而被捕，如
He was arrested for peddling illegal drugs.
他因为贩毒而被捕。Embezzle 盗用、挪用，例如
The head of the branch bank embezzled $10,000 from the bank where he worked.
银行分行行长在他工作的银行里贪污了10万美元。Handcuff, 手铐，这个词通常都是用复数形式 handcuffs. Lead somebody away in handcuffs, 表示将某人扣上手铐带走。这里的某人通常是指囚犯、罪犯。这个词组更多的是用于被动语态。Be led away in handcuffs, 表示被扣上手铐带走。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Did you hear about the banker who was recently arrested for embezzling $100,000 to pay for his daughter's college education? As the policeman, who also had a daughter in college, was leading him away in handcuffs, he said to the banker, I have just one question for you. Where were you going to get the rest of the money?
最后再复习一下笑话中的几个关键词。
Hear about.
听说，听到某事。
Be arrested for doing something.
因做某事而被捕。
Embezzle.
盗用、挪用。
Lead somebody away in handcuffs.
将某人扣上手铐带走。好，今天的笑话就学习到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。